Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science.
Universal Anomalies Explained by High Schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
In today's episode, we're going to try to answer the question, why isn't Pluto a planet?
But first, we have to define what a planet is.
For a celestial body to be classified as a planet, it must meet a certain criteria created by the International Astronomical Union.
There are three qualifications.
One, a body that orbits the sun.
Two, it has to have a mass that is great enough to reach hydrostatic equilibrium. This means that it is nearly round.
Three, it has to clear the neighborhood around its orbit. This means that there are no longer any large bodies near the planet. That is, unless they are under its gravitational pull.
The reason Pluto is not considered a planet is because it does not follow the third criteria.
However, Pluto is categorized as a dwarf planet.
For a celestial body to be classified as a dwarf planet, it must follow the first two criteria for a planet definition.
But it doesn't have its surrounding neighborhood cleared, and it cannot be a satellite.
These definitions are very controversial, and many people think that Pluto should still be a planet.
We say still because before 2006, Pluto was considered the ninth planet in our solar system.
Many critics claim that the third requirement of a planet seemed to be added just in spite of Pluto.
The controversy of Pluto being classified as a planet was ongoing since its discovery in 1930s.
Many people said it was too small because it was 1/6 the mass of Earth's moon.
Wow. Or that it orbited high above the ecliptic plane, the average plane in the sky that the sun follows over the course of a year.
However, the reason for the change in Pluto's classification came about when a second dwarf planet, Aries, was discovered and had a larger mass than Pluto.
There was then much controversy as people started questioning whether to make Aries the 10th planet in the solar system.
And as controversy continued, a definition of a planet was needed to end the disputes.
Pluto was then kicked out of the planet club and demoted to a dwarf planet so that the playing field would be fair. So, Addie, can you remember when Pluto was a planet and then when it wasn't?
Well, I guess we would have been 5 when it was demoted from its title of being a planet. And I don't specifically remember any significant, like, realization that Pluto's no longer a planet. But my brother did have a model of the planets and, like, hanging on his bedroom ceiling. And I remember at the very end on the opposite side of the room from the sun, there was this little planet hanging, and that was Pluto. And then I remember one day that little planet was gone, and I was like, Max, what happened to the tiny planet at the end? And he's like, oh yeah, Pluto's no longer a planet. And I was like, what? And I mean, that really wasn't that significant for a 5-year-old, but I just remember that change in his diagram.
I know, yeah. I remember, one day we were in the ferry landing, and my dad, like, went off to go to the bathroom, and then he came back, and he's like, I heard some people talking, and Pluto's no longer a planet. And of course, that's, like, not such a big change for me, but I can clearly remember that moment now, like, when I think back on it. And, like, when I was in preschool, like, how I was, when we made, like, diagrams of the solar system, like, Pluto was always in the diagrams, and it's just kind of crazy.
So, Isabella, do you think that Pluto should still be a planet?
Well, I think that there's so much controversy still around, like, this definition. And there's so many people that just feel like, oh, there doesn't need to be a definition for a planet. Like, and so they're still, like, considering Pluto a planet, you know. But I feel like that there kind of has to be a definition for a planet, or else, like, so many things start becoming a planet.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it's sad to say, but I feel like Pluto has to be demoted to dwarf planet, or else things just get out of hand.
I see that, because I feel like in the world we live in, like, a planet, it has some, like, significance. Like, oh, there's only 8 planets in our solar system. And then if you just keep adding more and more and more, it kind of loses that significance of what a planet is. So I guess that they don't have Pluto as a planet could be a good thing.
Yeah.
But I still feel bad for Pluto.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And our ending fun fact of the day is,
Because Pluto orbits our solar system so far from the sun, it is freezing, minus 375 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact.